USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House releasing a rough transcript of a telephone call that's come under scrutiny between President Trump and the President of Ukraine in July. Last night, Vice President Mike Pence was talking about the release of that transcript.
Our leader has to have the ability to have candid conversation with leaders around the world. But at the end of the day, this was a moment for transparency. This was a moment to give the American people the facts.
Pence speaking there on Lou Dobbs Tonight. Meanwhile, after President Trump asked the Ukrainian president to investigate Joe Biden and his son, the former VP said the newly released summary of that call proves that President Trump committed an impeachable offense. Meanwhile, the whistleblower complaint that phone call sparked is likely to be released to the public later today. And this is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Texas has executed a man convicted of killing his wife and stepsons 12 years ago. Robert Sparks died by lethal injection yesterday at the state penitentiary in Huntsville. The 45-year-old Sparks told police he repeatedly stabbed his wife and two stepsons at their home in Dallas back in 2007, and he also admitted raping his two stepdaughters, who were both younger than 14 at the time. The Senate is again voting to block President Trump from taking money for military construction projects and using it to build a border wall. 11 Republicans voting with Democrats yesterday to override the president's national emergency declaration to seize those funds. And two cultural touchstones are 50 today. From the world of music, it's the anniversary of the Beatles' classic Abbey Road release, and it's been 50 years since the Brady Bunch premiered on TV. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
17 states now suing the Trump administration over cutting back the Endangered Species Act. The states say rules scheduled to take effect today would weaken current protections, and they argue the new rules increase the risk of extinction for endangered species and their habitats. Severe storms and at least one suspected tornado tore through parts of west-central Wisconsin on Tuesday night, and yesterday the governor, Tony Evers, was visiting the impacted areas. His takeaways from that visit?
The people of Wisconsin and, you know, people of Wheaton and other areas around here step to the plate, help out the neighbors. The roads are getting cleared. There's lots of people helping out every single place we went.
While there was some serious damage done by the storms, luckily there were no serious injuries reported. Governor Tom Wolf says he's now in support of legalizing recreational marijuana in the state of Pennsylvania. Wolf says he's urging the state legislature to consider legalization after releasing a report from the lieutenant governor's statewide listening tour earlier this year. And an interesting new study finds milk keeps people hydrated better than water does. Scottish researchers finding it's more hydrating as it contains lactose, protein, and fat, which help keep hydration happening over a longer period. Remember to find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.